USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has died at 76.
You're no good, heartbreaker.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spans several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Again, Aretha Franklin has died at 76. They heard closing arguments yesterday. Now the bank and tax fraud case against President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort is in the hands of the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
There are reports the husband of a pregnant woman reported missing in northern Colorado has admitted killing her and their two children. Just days ago, though, Chris Watts was shedding tears as he discussed with reporters the disappearance of his family. President Trump revokes the security clearance of a former CIA chief who's been very critical of President Trump's decisions and behavior. Now that former intelligence official John Brennan says,
Mr. Trump decided to take this action, as he's done with others, to try to intimidate and suppress any criticism of him or his administration.
Brennan speaking on NBC News.
This is not going to deter me at all. I'm going to continue to speak out.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that it was done because Brennan lied to the American public on a variety of sensitive issues. First-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
After the release of a grand jury report on the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania over decades, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is defending himself. The report alleges more than 300 priests abused over 1,000 children over a course of decades, and it accuses current Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl of protecting abusive priests during his 18 years as Archbishop of Pittsburgh. He addressed the issue at a mass yesterday.
The pain and the suffering is something that we need to accept responsibility for in helping survivors.
He didn't address his role in the report at the service, but denies the allegations. U.S. and Mexican law enforcement agencies are now setting up a joint team to target the leaders and finances of Mexico's drug cartels. The chief of operations for the Drug Enforcement Administration saying the cartels exist for the sole purpose of making money, and that's why going after cartel finances is crucial to stopping the flow of drugs and stopping the violence associated with it. A report on housing starts coming in below what experts predicted. They rose 0.9% in July to an annualized rate of 1.168 million, less than the 1.271 million units analysts were expecting. And recapping our top story, Aretha Franklin has died at 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.